welcome to Bedtime Stories of Adventure and Wonder. I'm tired tonight. I don't know about you guys. I hope you are. Let's get ready for a nice bedtime story. Okay, Clara. What kind of story do you like tonight? Sparking in my brain. Alright, hope everyone's put their stuff away and are settled in, cozy on their pillows. Let's begin. Once upon a time, there was a mermaid. Swam to her best friend, a mermaid called Salmon. So Lily and Salmon got all ready, fixed their hair just right. Sunken ship, and some holes in them. But the traveling carnival crew had decorated it so it was just a beautiful, fun place full of colorful music. And they swam up to the front of the ship where they were letting different sea creatures in. There were mermaids and fish of all kinds, octopi, and seahorses. Fish, only the non-poisonous birds, and or the non-shocking ones.
Why not the shocking ones? Do they? Why don't they deserve to have fun?
Just living their normal lives is fun enough. It's just they can die nearly every second of the day with all that electricity. I don't know. They weren't much of the outgoing type. So, the sea creature minding the door, front gate, letting people in, was an eel. Said, "Tickets, please." The Lily and Salmon held out their tickets. They made sure not to forget it. They checked 10 times before they left that they had their tickets. They were seashells with some stamps on them. Skulls and dressed them in some interesting clothes, and after a while they just forgot all about that they were looking at skeletons and got into the play. The show was fun and there were lots of laughs. Then there was a game. Baby swordfish, they were fine with it. They thought it was super fun. But if whoever got close closest to the bullseye won a prize.
Let me guess, was the bullseye an actual bullseye?
No.
Okay. Good. I'm starting to worry.
Well, Lily wasn't very good at throwing baby swordfish. But salmon, turns out, she was a natural. She got 2 bullseyes in 3 throws. They had to give her the big prize. And it was a beautiful thing. A human hairbrush. Ooh, Salmon loved it. She started combing her hair with it immediately. And then she tucked it in her bag. Well, the next one to go on a really fun ride, and it was the Spook Alley, which was kind of easy to do in a sunken pirate ship. And the funnest thing was that some of the rooms, the carnival crew had captured some really cranky sharks. So the ride involved them leading him into a room, or a set of rooms, closing the door, and then another door on the other side of the room opened, revealing a shark. Well, that ride was really scary, because the shark was trying to eat them.
How was that allowed?
Lily started thinking as she was swimming away for her life, maybe Mom and Dad wouldn't have like this part of the carnival. Maybe they wouldn't have let me come if they knew that this was one of the rides. But when they got cornered and there was nowhere else to go, that's when they realized they had pulled all the teeth out of that shark.
Oh, torturous.
So when he tried to chomp on him, it was just like he was gumming him with his gums, and it just kind of tickled. It didn't really hurt.
Like, was it painful for the shark to have its teeth ripped out?
Oh, I don't know. Probably not.
I mean, they do grow their teeth really fast.
They do? Carnival goer to realize the tooth had been grown in.
Maybe not that fast.
Well, after they got gummed by that shark, a door opened and they were let free. And they laughed and laughed, thinking it was the funnest thing they've ever done. And then they went to go buy some candy. Pearl gobstoppers.
Ooh, I love gobstoppers.
They are these special, super colorful clams. They've been slowly growing a beautiful gobstopper pearl for years and years. Made this candy a little bit pricey. Lily and Salmon were been saving up their money all year so they could each buy one. They pried open the clam to reveal the pearl gob Gobstopper inside. It was so shiny and round. Well, they each had what? They each had a clam. So they each pulled out their pearl. It was multicolored and smelled terrific. In their mouth, and their mouth exploded with flavor. So yummy. Basically everything you could imagine, it tasted like that. That was good. Then there was a big dance party where this octopus was playing eight different instruments at once.
Well, some gobstopper pads can actually change colors if you suck them down a lot.
You're right. Maybe they came from pearl, from clams. Well, this octopus one-man band called himself something really funny.
Yacht Torpedo Man.
That's pretty good. Yep, he played the guitar, the saxophone, the kazoo, the violin, the banjo, the drums, the flute, and last but not least, the ocarina.
Woo! Yeah!
All right.
A lot of those instruments you need 2 hands to play. Does that octopus have 16 hands or arms?
No, he doesn't, but he has many suckers on each tentacle, so there you go.
Yeah,
trust me, it works out. Okay. So they danced to his music for quite a while. And, until finally it was time to go. But Lily wanted a chance at winning some prize. So she went to one of the last booths in the pirate ship. And it was a game of dice. Bluffing, betting kind of game with dice that pirates used to play. She learned the rules kind of quick, started to play. And she was playing against a very grumpy looking seal. She won! And she got to pick a prize. And she picked a nice, large, shiny gold doubloon. Which is the golden pirate coin. She was gonna make it into a necklace. She was so excited. Yep, Salmon and Lily had the best time of their life. And it was sad to leave the pirate ship carnival. And as they left, they reached out and they still had a little bit of their gobstopper pearls left. they looked at a couple of those sea turtles resting below the pirate ship. And they both had a nice idea. They said, "Hey, you guys, thanks for all your hard work bringing this carnival to us. Would you like a treat?" And two of them that they were closest to nodded their heads. And so they gave them each the rest of their gobstopper barrel.
That's nice.
And they smiled happily. Service carrying that ship around all the time. So Lily and Salmon swam home. Having such a fun time. But when they got back, they were so tired. And they could barely get to their beds in their coral reef. Dreams about next year when the pirate ship carnival will return once more. The end.
It was a great story.
All right, everyone. Good night and sleep tight. And hopefully marionettes.
Good night, sleep tight, and don't let the baby sharks bite.
Okay, good night, everybody.